We are learning Maseches Menachos, Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the Mishnah, from the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. In the first Mishnah we discussed, Midas Yavesh, the measuring cups used for dry items in Beis Mikdash, like flour. Now we're going to discuss the Midas Halach. And in the next Mishnah, I'll explain why we need all these different Midas. Zok the Mishnah. Sheva Midas Halach. There were seven Midas of Lach. And we'll see, there's a tzad in the Gemara that there was a Kabbalah, Lach HaMashiach Mesinai, that there were seven Midas Shalach. What are the seven Midas? Hin, v'chatzi hin. Hin is 12 log. Chatzi hin, which is 6 log. V'shlishi sahin, which is 4 log. V'raviyah sahin, which is 3 log. And then a log. V'chatzi log, raviyah log. These are seven different measurements. And we'll see what they are used for in the next Mishnah. So the Tanakhama says there are seven midos shalach. There's hin, chatzi hin, shlishi sahin, raviyah sahin, and then there is log, chatzi log, raviyah log. Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Tzadok Omer, shenosos hoyu behin, that the hin didn't have a bunch of different kelim like a hin, a chatzi, a shlishi sahin. You had one big keli of a hin, which is 12 log, and there were like lines on it, different lines or simonim or indentations that showed you different levels. Here's the log, chatzi log, hin, chatzi hin. Or, you know, the hin's the biggest, but chatzi and shlishi sahin, different lines. Ad kan lapar, ad kan la'ayel, ad kan la'keves, ad kan la'keves. That was a different lines in this hin. That's what the shnoshes were for. Now, Rashi says, lo yosham elahin. Rashi's mashma that there was only one keli, that's it. There's one big keli of hin, and all seven midos were in this hin. There's a taisis later on, daf peiches, the Ramaskal Sheva, it's mashma only gabi midas a hin used it. Basically, it was four different midos here. But after that, we did have kalim of a log, and the chatzi log and the revius log, that we did have separate kalim. So, plugs Rashi Taisvis, if all you had was one kali, or you had just four kalim, you had a hin, and then you had log, chatzi log, and revius log. So, I think more of it. Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda, lo yosham hin. He agrees there were seven, but he says there was no hin. Because of Chavayim Mishamish, never used the hin in the Beis HaMikdash. The only time he ever used the hin in history was to make the Shemen HaMishcha, which was 12 log. But Lamaisa, that was what was. You didn't make Shemen HaMishcha after that. You made Shemen HaMishcha once in history by Moshe Rabbeinu. You didn't make it again because it lasted forever. So V'chimayim Mishamish. So where's your seventh midah for liquid? Elamidiyah Seiris Lug Mechza. There was another midah, a loy gemechza midah. What did you use it? What did you use it for? Sheba hoya moided l'minchas kohen gadol loy gemechza veikol gemechza v'vayin abayim. Because the minchas chavitim and all together had a yisari and sirlis and three lug shemen, one and a half in the morning and one and a half in the evening, and basically you call it the six chalas, and each chala had a revius of shemen. So if we did keli loy gemechza to bring the shaman for the chavitim, and that was the seventh midah that you had, the midah of loig umechza. So to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, sheva midahs shalach hoyi b'mikdash. There were seven midahs of lach in the mikdash, like written in the Mishnah, but the Rabbi Yehuda starts off with the opposite order. You had revius, then you had log, v'chatzi log, v'log. Sorry, I read it wrong. Hoyi b'mikdash revius log, v'chatzi log, v'log. That's the first three. Berviyasahin, Vashishahin, Vachatihin, Vahin. Altogether seven. The same exact as our Mishnah, just different order. Different Rav Yehuda. Rameya Omer, the same thing like Rav Yehuda, but he says in the order of our Mishnah. It's Hin, Vachatihin, Vashishahin, Reviyasahin, Veloig, Vachatiloig, Reviyasloig. So these are basically the same seven, just a different order. And the Gemara will explain what the Nafkamina is. That's Shita Rameya Rav Yehuda, it's like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Omer, Loya is some hin. There's no hin. Chimayim shamish. What do you use a hin for? So this is on top of Ches and Aleph. Es mi avitachtov. So what should I bring instead? Which midah was the seventh midah instead of the hin? Elamidi yisera shaloy gemechza shom. There was an extra midah of loy gemechza. Shaboye moideid lechavitim kohen gadol. Use that for the chavitim kohen gadol. Loy gemechza. Veikav loy gemechza ben abayim. One and a half log in the morning. One and a half log in the evening. Omuloi. So Rameya says, Rameya who just said to Rabbi Shimon, what do you mean? Chatzi log, hoisasham. We had a chatzi log. Ve'efshel ashar, ve'chatzi log. Just use a chatzi log three times, and then you have one half. Omelhem, after the Rechem, what do you need? What do you need? Chatzi look b'chlal. Chatzi look b'yasa. Just revius ha'isa sham. You had a revius. Ve'efshel shayar b'revius. Use revius for everything. Elo, what do you have to say? What do you have to say b'achrich? Zeh klal. One clear use of this midah, you don't use something else. You don't double use it. So here also, that's what I'm saying. Don't use chatzi log. You need one and a half log. You want a half log. But what does Rehuda may hold? They say that since loyga mechza is only for chavita kohen gadol, you're not going to make a midah fnei atzma just for that. Mashekin chatzi log has lavin tashmishim. We'll see in the next mishnah. Therefore, it was a midah fnei atzma. That's what Tosfos explains. The Rashi af. He says, "Rabbanon Savri the loy dami the midah shel loy gemach shel loy tzricha lechavita." Av chatzi log tzarich lemidah tuva lesoita v'letoida v'levenayra. So therefore, use of other things. Zok the Gemara by the Ma'ikah Mer Amel or Huda. What's the difference between Mer Huda? They both say the exact same thing, just different order. What's the difference? So Gemara have two Malachim. Om Rav Yechanan, Berutzei Midos Ikah Menayra. The Berutzei Midos means the liquid that drips on the sides of the keli, or on the lip of the keli. So Lamandi Mamata Lamaila, the one who counted Mamata Lamaila from the small one to the big one, Kosovar, Berutzei Midos Neskachu. He holds Berutzei Midos are Neskadish. When it goes on the sides of the keli, it's a skadish. V'revius yod rachmana, and of course Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a revius to start with. V'revius yod rachmana l'Moshe. V'amalei sha'er, use this to measure all the midos. The ka'ailu luhu birutzim, and since you're starting off with a revius and using that to fill everything up, automatically there are birutzim. Because when you put from a small keli into a bigger keli, since you are adding a small amount at a time, automatically you have birutzim. And if the Torah, shtal davek, this is the way you measure everything, starts with a revius, and that's how you get all the other measurements, obviously we're taking into account the birutzim as well. And therefore, the birutzim, which are on the side of the keli, they're not going to fall off. They're going to be counted. And they're kaddish. And therefore, since they're counted and they're kaddish, so we learn from here that Brutzmid is kaddish. Masha'in kain, Laman diyama malamata holds ksava, Brutzmid is loyin skatch, it's not skatch. And vehin yav le rachmana, lemaisha. Start off with the hin. Va'amalei shar baha. Use this to measure everything. The kanafki Brutzim. So here, when you take it from a big keli to a smaller keli, then the derech is when you pour from a big keli to a small keli, the berutzim fall on the ground and they don't go into the kli katan. When you have a bigger keli, you're going from a small keli to a bigger keli, so everything lands up into the big keli, including the berutzim. And therefore, berutzim is kadosh. Now, Shekhar Meir holds, they start off with a hymn, the big keli, and went smaller, so the extras fell to the ground and there was no kiddush on berutzim amides. Abai says no. Abai am the kuli am brutzim midas iklamei mashes kadoshu viklamei loynes kachu. I don't know what they hold about brutzim midas. That's not the machlekes Rehuda Ramei. What is the machlekes? The pasuk says in by the nesiim in parashas Noso, it says shneim leim soiles mikablu vashemen. I think that's the lashon. The lashon is that you have there. Let me see if I find this pasuk over. It says. So it says Lashon Malayim there, and that's the Machlekes. Mandi Amar Milmaila Mata. Mandim says you go from a Gdoila to the Ketana, which is Rameyer. Kesavar Malayim means Shaloi Yechaser Vishloi Yoiser. It has to be exact. And therefore, Kares Baruch Hu said that make everything Mitzumtzum, and start Milmaila, same way like I said before, you start Milmaila, start from the big Kaili. And that's going to make the smaller ones, and therefore everything will be exact. There's no chesaron, no tosefes, nothing extra, nothing less. You start off with a small cane to go bigger. He holds malaya means shlo yechas can be less. Aval yosi, it could be more, because that's still called malayim. It's still called malayim. Therefore, Gaz Baruch Hu said, start with a revius, and then a chatzli with two revius, and therefore it's impossible that it doesn't get a little bit bigger volume, because Rashi explains that when you pour two cups into one cup, there's a lot of foam, and it will make it have more volume. So you see from here that you can allow it to be moisif. And that's the machlokes, if you allow it to be moisif a little bit on the midah. Malayim, what do malayim means? Malayim means exact, or malayim means I could be have a little bit more, and that will be a machlokes, Ramei Rehuda. If you hold your start, mil mailu lamata, which Ramei Ashita, that means it has to be exact. both ways. But if it's mata lamayla, automatically it'll be a little bit more volume, and this is a raya that it could be moiser. So the Gemara, Amar Mar, we saw in the Mishnah, Rishimon had a good taina. He says, what do you need a hin for? Rishimon had a loyah sham hin. There's no use for a hin in the basic mikdash. So why in the world do we have a measuring cup that's a hin? So the Gemara Shapit come to Rav Shimon Rabbanon. Rav Shimon's taina good. What did Rabbanon say to this? Rabbanon, have a hin davar moisha l'shemen ha-mishcha. The reason why we have a hin in the basic mikdash, that was for Moshe to make the shemen ha-mishcha. The chsiv, the shemen zay is hin. But Marasava, the Rav Shimon holds, Kivin L'Darius HaVetzarach, you don't need L'Darius, and it's only L'Fi Shah with Davde, it's only L'Fi Shah, the Ignis. And then it was hidden. So what do you need it now? You don't need a hint today anymore, it was Ignis already. V'idach, Kivin L'Hava, since you need it one time for the base of Mikdash, for now on we always have this Keli, even though we don't use it anymore, you still have that Keli, and you keep that Keli. Omamar. Rav Shimon said, "So what should I bring instead? I need seven. So just have six measuring cups. Why need seven measuring cups? You have to now add a lugam echzav. So after Mar Kedom Ravino Gemiri, he says we have a Kabbalah Misinai that there are two smichos by carbon tzibur. There's two smichos, which is by Param Dov Shel Tzibur and the Sar LaAzazel. It's only two times you have smicha by carbon tzibur. And Hakinami Gemiri, we also have a Kabbalah the Sheva Midois." Shalach HaYamikdash. There were seven midos. And therefore now, Rav Shimon has to explain, what's the seventh midah? So the Gemara that said in the Mishnah, the hin had lines in the measuring cup. That a hin, and there was a line in the measuring cup. Rav Chagas Rashi tells us what exactly that means. According to Rashi, the only thing they had was a hin, for all seven midas. And according to Taisus, it means for all the midas a hin, the four midas a hin, all one keli. But either way, there's no seven. It's either four or one. For less day sheva midas, he doesn't hold the din. You have to have 7 meters of lach. So talking about less day, Taka does not hold of it. B'boy sema my sheva midas. What do you mean sheva midas? Sheva medidas. There are 7 shiurim of lach. Doesn't mean dafka 7 kalim. 7 medidas, and that was the Kabbalah Mesinai. 7 medidas, not dafka 7 kalim, and then you could stim even with that Kabbalah with that lachamayz Mesinai that Ravina said over.